Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Tali Dalad, and we worked our way through the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Siman Shemem Gimel Sif Aleph. I'm going to go through the Shulchan Aruch again, and we are going to be starting when we get there at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. So Shulchan Aruch says, just again, review of yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch, Katan Oichan Aveleis, Ein based in Masim Nafrisha. If it's a small child and he is eating non-kosher food, we'll call it, then based on not required to go and separate him from the food. The father is required to rebuke him and separate him from doing an Issa Deraisa, the Rama added, and in fact, Issa Deraisa as well, the Mishnah Berurah clarified. That to actually feed him Issa, to actively give him Issa to eat. Even things which are only in Asa Madrabonon to eat, he's not allowed to give his son, child, any of these foods or whatever it is to eat. And it's not only with food. He's not allowed to accustom his child to breaking Shabbos and the Moed, or even in matters that are only midrabanan. Okay, so midrabanan actually. This discussion until now about Beis Din getting involved and separating a child from Issa is only when the child has not reached the age of chinuch, which we discussed already yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, clarified what is the age of chinuch for children. It depends whether they're talking about negatives or positives. If it's about negatives, as soon as they understand, if you tell them that this is Asa, they'd understand what you're saying, that age already is old enough, you have to separate them from Issa. So, till now, we've been talking about a child that is not the age of chinuch. Okay, and this is the Yeshoimim. Yeshoimim that till now I've been discussing a child under the age of chinuch. Aval higia lechinuch, that once he reached the age of chinuch, then tzrichim lahafrisho, then they are required, even Beis Din are required, to get involved and stop him from doing or eating that issa or doing that issa. So that's... And then we have an opinion that the whole concept of chinuch by Beis Din doesn't exist. It's not about Beis Din. It's not about rabbis getting involved. It's purely about the father. He has to stop his child from doing an issa with his dreisa d'rabbanan, but nobody else. Okay, I'm going to pause over there, the Mishnah in the Ramah, and we're going to come back to it soon. I'm going to go to the Mishnah Berurah now, right at the end of the previous Amar Kusadi Dalad, Sif Cotton Hay. Afilu, to feed a child Issa, even if it's just an Issa Drabbanon, is Asa. V'loimah le'en Yehudi, shi'yitem dva Issa latinik. How about telling a goy to give an item which is Asa to a child? Gam kein, Asa, you can't do that either. Can't do it yourself, and you can't even tell someone else a goy to do it. Like by any other issa, that you can't have a goy do it on your behalf. And certainly to tell the child himself onto page 388, that you can't tell the child to eat, that will be asa as well. Giving it to eat, having a goy given to eat, telling him to eat, are all included in the issa of feeding a child issa, which is, if the issa that he's eating is deraisa, then it's a deraisa for the adult to do it. But what if the child needs it? What if the child needs this food? Like if he's a bit sick. You would be allowed to tell a goy to feed the child, even if the food is an issa deraisa usually to eat, because this child needs it. And this ties into Hilchus Pesach. This is what goes on Pesach. That we tell the goy, take the child to your home, and give him chometz to drink, an energy drink or something that has chometz, whatever it might be. Give the child to drink. The kid needs it. You can't own chometz in your home, and you can't give it to your child, but you could tell a goy, take him to your house where you have plenty of chometz over there, and you give him chometz to drink. Or if the child needs to drink some wine. Right. If the child needs to drink stam yenim, which is regular wine handled by a goy, although it's not wasn't specifically used for a goy as well. If the kid can't drink water, there's nothing else to drink. We didn't have any other drinks in those days much. So if he can't drink water, therefore he needs to drink wine, you could also command the goy to give him the wine. These are all okay if the child needs it. if the child is sick, and the problem is you can't take him out of the house. So what's going to happen now on Pesach when you want to give him chametz, or you want to go to give him chametz, but you can't leave the house, you can't take him out of the house? You just tell the goy, give him chametz, and then the goy brings the chametz from his own home and brings it to the house of the Jew, because then that will have the din of chametz of a goy in a Jew's home, like most people do. They have chametz locked up in their cupboards and they sell the cupboards to a goy. Right? That's like this type of case. The goy is bringing the chametz to the Jew's home. It's the goy's own chametz. Because then the goy is not transgressing, the Jew is not transgressing the issur of bali raya of having chametz seen in your house, because it's not a Jew's chametz. There's no problem. And then even if the goy then is not staying there all the time feeding the Jew, the Jewish child, but rather the goy is just like leaving the house here and there, the chametz is now in the home of a Jew in a special place that he knows that's the goy's chametz, and he can tell his son, go and take from that chametz and eat it when he needs it. But the Jew, the adult, should not touch the chametz, even if it belongs to the goy, because he might end up eating it. As it says in Hilchos Pesach. But make sure, paying him afterwards is one thing, but don't pay him before to come and give the chametz, because then you're paying for chametz, and then you own the chametz before you actually feed the Jew, Jewish child, and then you've got problems because you're owning chametz on Pesach. So the way to do it is have the goy give his own chametz. Maybe afterwards you can reimburse him, but don't do it before, otherwise you'll own the chametz, which will be, of course, an issa deraisa. Okay, fifth cotton vav. Do not accustom your child to breaking Shabbos. Telling the child, bring me a key, and even though the kid is only bringing it through Shuster Rabbanon, you're still encouraging the child to do malacha. That would not be allowed. And then we saw the Ramah said, yes, that the stopping a child from eating non-kosher, whatever it might be. So till now we've been talking about a child that's under the age of chinuch. Once he's age of chinuch, then everyone has to stop him. That's an opinion of the Rishonim. That's Tosfos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, could go into Yom Elai Havei. Sorry, the one after. Sichin Afishay. Thirulhu. They came to Yigiyah lechinuch. That this opinion, Tosfos holds that once a child has reached age of chinuch, mutol alidei al kol adam nafishay meisura kamei alavavi. It becomes an obligation on all Jews to prevent this child from doing issa, just like the father's obligated, so to everyone else. The kaimelon, the aim of suvim lafrisha, and even though the Gemara seems to establish that you're not commanded to stop a child doing an issa, but shulei gil chinuch, that's dafka in a case when he didn't reach age of chinuch. Once he's the age of chinuch, everyone's obligated to stop him doing the issa. But I'm chayyadam. What do we do about all this? This is actually a big nafkamina. We'll have to see. But I'm chayyadam. The shadaita le'inyan issur deraisa yishlachmir kadezu. The chayyadam says you need to be machmir when the issur is a deraisa. So to be machmir for Tosfos, so we just quoted, when the child who is the age of chinuch is doing issur deraisa, anyone should stop him from doing it. So therefore, let's say a goy wants to feed a child who's the age of chinuch age. He wants to give this child an issur d'oraisa, mutol gam alachim limchos biyodo. Then even others will have to protest to stop the goy giving the food to the child. But if it's just an issur d'rabbanon involved, it's only the father's obligation. Everyone else can turn a blind eye. And then we have the third opinion, whether the yeshiva, the yeshivim brought in the mishnah, in the Rambam, the yeshivim that the chinuch is not shaykh to beis din only to the father. Again, Ches. This is not a brand new opinion. It's just the original opinion that we said that based on another, and do not need to be involved at all on any level, the rice of the draw bottoms. Again, the bottom line halacha is, the way the Chayadam is coming out, Mr. Brewer is bringing it, is that if a child is doing an Issa Doraisa or about to do an Issa Doraisa, then, and anyone sees it, anyone should stop him. If a child is about to do a Drabonon, only the father is required to stop him. So if you see a kid outside on Shabbos who's about to do Malacha, so you have to work out, you have to sit, waiting in Cheshbon, is he about to do a Doraisa or a Drabonon? Not so posh. You have to turn the light on, you have to work out, is it a Doraisa or a Drabonon, or whatever it might be. Or he's about to eat an Issa, so you have to work out, is he about to pick up a beetle and eat it? And we discussed eating beetles already this week. If he's about to eat a beetle, then anyone should stop the child, Even if, I mean, if he's already a chinuch age, he might not be so attracted to that. But let's say he's a chinuch age kid and he's about to eat a beetle or whatever, or kill a beetle, right, or trap something which is an isadoraita to trap, then everyone should stop him. If it's just a drabbonon involved, he doesn't catch a fly or something, then only the father has to stop him. Everyone else can just ignore it. Okay. Says there's an interesting bit of the halacha we'll do in a minute, but I'll speak out in a minute. But there was to continue in the Ramah. We're in the third line of this page of the Shulchan Aruch lines, page 388, middle of the line. The cotton shehike es aviv oy aval sha aveiros pekat nusay, a child who hit his father or did any other issa when he was a child. Even though he doesn't, strictly speaking, need to repent for what he did when he grows up, because he was only a child when he did it. It's a good thing to accept upon himself some type of tshuva, some type of atonement, even though he did this issa when he was a child and he wasn't chayav to be punished. He's bringing here from Tumas Hadeshen that it's a good thing to accept some type of tshuva and kapara for what he did. Sif Cotton test in the Mishnah Berurah, the last one for the Simon. Toivloi, it's a good thing for a person who did something when he was a child. Cotton Shiganav Oyhevik, what about so if you have a child who stole something or he did some damage? Roy le Beis Din la Koisai Shla Yagil Va. It's fitting that Beis Din come and beat him up a bit, hit him, knock him around a bit, so he shouldn't get used to doing that. Bechein Chavola Ubiyush. And similarly, when he injured someone or he embarrassed someone, or any other example between one Jew and a fellow Jew, based in should stop him for problems that destruction shouldn't come through his hands. If you allow him to start doing damage and injuring people, I think you better stop it. But even aside from, okay, he's not commanding the mitzvahs, you have to look at the victim's end of things, you should stop it from happening. What happens if the kid stole something and then he no longer has it in his possession? So if he grows up and he's in his possession, he's got to give it back. If it's no longer the iron, which means he's spent it, used it, destroyed it, whatever, then the child would, if he becomes an adult, would not need to pay. Because of Medina, this is all according to the strict halacha. If you want to go Lefim Meshuas Adin, again, the person when he was a child did these things, then when he grows up and he had injured someone or he did damage to someone's property, he should pay the debts for what he did. So I just want to mention that Bi'alocha, in the Bi'alocha B'divi Sofrim, he brings the opinion to the Rashba and the Ran. If a child needs something, you're allowed to feed it to him, if it's a matter which is a Midrabbanan. Like if a kid needs something, you yourself, a Jew, can give him the Issa Drabbanan to do. So he brings there that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold this opinion. Shulchan Aruch seems to go not that way, that even if it's a Rabbanon, a parent cannot give it to the child, even if the child needs it. But then he brings up Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger's got a tshuva that taking a sefer to shul when there's no Eruv is an Issa Rabbanon, assumedly. Right? Assuming we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah and Doraisa. So for someone to take something to shul on Shabbos, right, with no Eruv is an Issa Rabbanon. So let's say the kid, you say to the kid, okay, you need it, take your siddur to shul, take your chumash to shul, right? So according to this calculation, which is the Rashba and the Ran, that will be okay. You're allowed, meaning, the question is, okay, can you rely on the Rashba and the Ran to actually tell the kid to go and do it? So the bottom line comes out, what can you do? If the child is doing it for the sake of the father, that seems to be a problem, right? Say to the child, you need a siddur, your siddur's not on shul. So you say to the child, can you take the siddur to shul? That obviously seems to be an Issa Drabbanan at least, right? To take it through without the neighbors. So what a solution comes out of Akiva Eger? What you could do is that if the child needs it himself, it's mutter. If you need it, it's not mutter. So what do? You have the child take the siddur and the chumash for himself, and then you read it over his shoulder. You share the siddur, you share the chumash with him. That would be a solution, because he's doing it, you're telling him to do it for himself. He's doing it for himself. And now that he's there, so you can share his chumash, you can share his siddur. That would be a solution, according to this opinion, the Rashba and the Ran. For bottom line halacha, Ach, Eloah, Adkan.